Jeremiah chapter 37. Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned as king, instead of Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiakim. He was appointed king of the land of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land listened to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Please pray to the Lord our God for us." Now Jeremiah could come and go as he pleased among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Meanwhile, Pharaoh's army had come out of Egypt. When the Chaldeans, who were besieging Jerusalem, heard the news of them, they withdrew from their attack of Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. This is what you will tell the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of me. Pharaoh's army, which had come here to help you, will return back to their own land, to Egypt. The Chaldeans will come back and attack this city. They will capture it and burn it down. This is what the Lord says. Do not deceive yourselves, saying, 'The Chaldeans will certainly withdraw from us,' for they will not go away. For even if you had defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who had attacked you, so that there would only be wounded men among them, yet they still would get up, each one of them, from his tent and burn this city down." Now the army of the Chaldeans had withdrawn from Jerusalem as a result of the approach of Pharaoh's army. Then Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to receive his share of property there among the people. When he was passing through the Benjamin gate, a captain of the guard was there, whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. He arrested Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans." Then Jeremiah said, "That's a lie. I'm not deserting to the Chaldeans." But he refused to listen to him. So Irijah arrested Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. The officials were angry with Jeremiah and beat him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had converted it into a prison. Jeremiah was put in prison into a cistern cell and was kept there a long time. Then King Zedekiah sent and brought him out. The king secretly asked him in his palace, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Jeremiah replied, "There is." Then he said, "You will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Then Jeremiah complained to King Zedekiah, "What have I done wrong against you, or against your servants, or this people, that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets now who prophesied to you, saying, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land'? So now hear, I beg you, O my lord the king, please let my pleading come before you, that you do not return me to the house of Jonathan the scribe, or I will end up dying there." Then Zedekiah the king commanded, and they confined Jeremiah in the courtyard of the guard. They gave him a loaf of bread daily out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. So Jeremiah stayed in the courtyard of the guard. Jeremiah chapter 37.